This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Because last week we asked, what's the most disturbing movie you've ever seen? We thought we could all use a little positivity, and we are asking you to recommend feel-good movies. If you had to pick one to recommend to somebody, what would it be? And Amanda, you already gave yours, Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I went with The Greatest Showman. So what are we getting from everyone calling in or texting?
Well, our text club, Jeff, I so agree. The Greatest Showman has been our pandemic staple.
Oh.
Cooking and singing to all of the songs.
Nice.
Fun. Felicia said The Sandlot, and a lot of people are liking her comment. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
What?
Mm-mm.
Sandlot?
No.
Also, A Grown Ups 1 and 2.
Oh, those are funny.
Kelly said The Goonies.
Never saw it. They're trying to do a remake, by the way. Or
Natalie said Father of the Bride, Father of the Bride mm-hmm. 2, mm-hmm. Three Men and a Baby, Three Men and a Little Lady. Theme there. Katrina said Forrest Gump is my chill out movie.
Ah, yes.
Morgan said Shrek. Oh, I haven't seen Shrek in a long time either.
I bet Everly would love it.
You know, that would be a good one to try. Mm-hmm. You know, they get fixated, both of my girls, on one movie, and we have to then watch that movie for a few weeks and then slowly introduce another. We went through Frozen, then Rapunzel's Tangled.
Okay,
and now
move
on
to Shrek.
Sing.
Mm-hmm, any others?
Also from our text club, Cheaper by the Dozen. That was a good one, too.
A lot of Steve Martin movies in there.
Yeah, so apparently Northeast PA feels good about Steve Martin.
I thought of another one that...
Comforting dad figure.
Here's another one that I would stop in a heartbeat and watch if I saw it as I was scanning through movies. And you're going to laugh at this one. Doc Hollywood, starring Michael J. Fox.
You've talked about that before.
It's an amazing movie. I don't know, I have this allure... I get gravitated toward the romanticism of small town Southern America, and that's where it takes place. And it's a movie that has a few twists and turns and then has an ending where you feel good about the world in general.
Wow, it sounds like every Lifetime movie I've ever seen.
All right, well, there's a few movies to get you going, and of course, we posted it on the KRZ Facebook page.